a doctor in the house.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Why is the doctor in? It's Labor Day. Dr. Batar, what are you doing here?
I just am following orders. You told me to be here, so I'm here.
You are the soldier that follows orders. Of course, if I told you to get vaccinated, you'd tell me to, you know what off, and I'd say, that's right.
That's true. That's an order that I would not follow. But actually, we just got back late last night from Panama City, Florida, from a tournament, so it was natural to be here. Actually, my office is open. We've got patients here right now. So
excellent. Well, see, a Labor Day, somebody's actually laboring. Well, we're glad to have you on board this holiday weekend day, and we're not taking the time off because healing doesn't stop. The need for healing doesn't stop, in fact. And can I ask how the tournament went? Your son's doing his taekwondo?
I have never seen him in, 9 years of him competing. That was the most incredible match. There were all sorts of things that went wrong with the judges. They had to have extra matches. Abi fought five times. He took first and first at an A tournament, and he was just with surgical precision. He eliminated every person he fought was bigger than him, taller than him. I think all but one. He was unbelievable. Yeah, he actually, believe it or not, convinced me to compete, and I hadn't even had my gear on 4 years, and I ended up competing too. So
nice. All right. So we're talking to a bruised and battered Dr. Batar today.
That's right.
Well, man, it's glad to have you back. I know you were riding through the night, so extra special that you're here with us today. 866-939-BELL. If you ever want to leave a message for us off the air, we can take your calls on the air even with that. And, in fact, we do to start off today's show. With Dr. Batar, we've got a question from a listener. I thought we'd give it a go and start bouncing for the holiday theme here, see what this is all about.
Sure.
Yes, I'd like your opinion of Obamacare and what your opinion is about how the United States takes care of its elderly. Thank you.
Well, that's an interesting two-pronged question. Of course, when somebody asks us about Obamacare, it's not easy to speak. Actually, it's very easy to speak. But the second question, Dr. Batar, because culturally in the United States, we seem to have lost our way in terms of taking care of our parents, our elderly. And I know she's sort of asking perhaps from a governmental perspective, so there's a two-pronged thing that I'm getting from her. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up and the question was posed that way. It was a very succinct question, so kudos to the lady who asked the question, very succinctly answered.
Right to the point.
But one of the things that came up a few weeks ago when I was in Vancouver, I had a lot of people after I gave my lecture that came up to me and asked me about their parents. And it was interesting that three different people, totally independent at different times throughout that particular day, made a comment that people care more about the children than their parents, and yet they were concerned about their parents. So it does seem like as a society, we may be not as respective of our elderly as we maybe should be and used to be.
Yes.
But there are certain people that are very cognizant of that difference today as opposed to perhaps it was 20, 30 years ago. So I still have a problem addressing somebody by their first name if they're, 10 years, 15 years my senior or more. I always address them as Mr. or whatever because it's just a sign of respect. But putting that aside, the lady's question, how do we take care of our elderly from a societal standpoint? I think that we as a nation have absolutely just discarded our senior citizens from a medical standpoint.
Now, how do you mean that from a medical standpoint? I mean, aren't they on enough drugs already?
Well, that's my entire point. We medicate them, we dumb them down, mm-hmm. We minimalize their issues, we attribute all their complaints to aging and write it off, and they're a source of revenue. I mean, if you think about it, they're just a cog in the wheel that generates revenue.
Well, we're bleeding that generation dry. I mean, there was that generation or two or three that did very well in the 20th century in the booming economy of the Federal Reserve years before it became obvious it was going to decay. I mean, Ron Paul saw it years before many people did. But they did well. And, of course, we've heard stories about these generations being born now, the first ones that they don't expect them to live as long as their parents, and they're going to do a lot worse financially. So the question is, how will we be able to take care of old people at all, or our elders, if we want to say it respectfully? And I know when we were growing up, yeah, there was a lot more of an inclination to say Mr. and Mrs. To our elders, and now it's everybody's on a first-name basis. And I'm not here, you know, listen, we're casual in a lot of ways. Sometimes the formality can be overbearing, but I think there are other ways to show respect. But certainly one of the ways to show respect for our elders is not to drug them into oblivion.
Well, I think that's obviously something that people would say is a controversial stance, because certain people believe that medicating people is the right way to go. Obviously, that's one reason the conventional side of the house uses so many pharmaceuticals and pre-medicates everybody. But if we put that aside, just the way we minimalize the complaints of the elderly and attribute them all to aging. Mm-hmm. So one thing, if that question can hopefully open up an avenue for us to discuss something, Robert, that I think is very pertinent,
yes,
for our audience as a general. From a general perspective, I would like our listeners to know that if you have a problem that has progressed as you've gotten older, and a doctor that you see about that problem tells you that it's because you're getting older, that is the wrong answer. There is nothing that should occur more so because you're older. If it's because of more sedentary lifestyle, because you're not as active as you were, yes, I can see that. If it's because you're not doing the right things, not eating properly, not drinking enough water, not because of just your age, but because of certain things that you may not be doing as much anymore as you did when you were younger. So there's a huge difference here. To say that you're having a problem because you're getting older, that's apathetic. That is actually,
isn't that like a cop out statement?
Exactly.
Like, well, it's a disease of old age. Now, if I go back almost a couple hundred years to Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathic medicine, he began to see patients later in his life, well into, I believe, his 80s. I mean, he was an old guy. And he was seeing the French aristocracy. Now, prior to that, he had seen only the peasants of Germany. These were the working class folks. They worked the land. They lived a hard life, and they were strong people. Suddenly, he now began to see people the same age that he had seen his whole life, but they had different kinds of diseases. Now, they were the same age and some elderly, and he didn't call them diseases of old age necessarily, but he called them diseases of a wrong lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
that these people
exactly.
were corrupting their own bodies because of the way they lived or didn't live.
That's exactly right, Robert, and that's my point. Because if somebody has a issue with, let's say, joint problems, and your doctor tells you, well, it's because you're getting older, well, that's a cop-out. And to me, that's essentially incompetence. If anything, it's because you're not using those joints like you did when you were younger. And of course, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And we talk about that extensively in the 9 steps, but the point is, you need to start doing the same things that you did when you were younger, because when you were younger, you didn't have those problems. And as you got older and became more lazy, and you know, life gets in the way and we have all these excuses why we don't do certain things, that's when the problems start to arise.
Yeah, it's not that we're getting older. We're getting more toxic, more deficient, and more sedentary. And all of those things combined, the cascades into what they call, oh, you're just getting old. Here, take this pill, take this drug. Let me give you an example, Dr. Bitar. I just had a local lecture over the weekend real briefly, and I meet a lot of the elderly in my area. And there's some interesting people that you run into. Some are very elderly by today's standards. And I met a woman who just remarried like 20-some-odd years ago, married a 73-year-old man who was very active, incredibly. I mean, they were building a house, rehabilitating a house over in the Adirondacks for the past 20 years. And just within the last couple of years, her husband, who is now like 90-something, 93, has gotten some evidence of dementia. And I asked, well, what drugs has he been put on? And you can bet what the answer was. He says, well, he's not really on any drugs. I said, what about statin drugs? Oh, yeah, of course, statin drugs. Of course, statin-induced dementia. Otherwise, this guy was literally in his 90s finishing home renovation projects.
Robert, I know this is going to sound like it's all staged, but there's an awesome article that came out in USA Today just over the weekend. And, of course, you know that USA Today is a very reliable medical source of information, right?
That's right.
But I want to bring this up because this article was about scientists find a clue to age-related memory loss, so it's a perfect topic to actually bring in. But before I do that, can you help explain statin-induced dementia?
Well, basically, statin drugs, for those who are new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show and the Advanced Medicine Monday version with Dr. Bitar, these are cholesterol-lowering medications. And those who understand the important role of fat realize that lowering cholesterol in the body can damage the nerves and damage the brain, the ability to think clearly, having higher levels of cognition well into old age. So by reducing cholesterol, the theory is you're reducing heart attack, which is not true, and the actuality is you're inducing dementia.
Well, actually, that's a very nice and succinct way of putting it, Robert, but mm-hmm. one thing that I just had a conversation about a doctor actually at the martial arts tournament this weekend. This particular doctor was talking about hormonal replacement therapy, and also himself had just started hormonal replacement therapy and had a problem with his cholesterol and triglycerides and had been on a statin drug. And I brought this component up to him. I said, well, doesn't it sound still strange that you're on a statin drug and you're on bioidentical hormones? And he said, why? And I said, well, what's the precursor of all sex hormones?
Yes.
And he kind of sat there and looked at me and he goes, what do you mean? I said, what is the precursor? And he goes, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
This is a physician. And yeah. I said, cholesterol. And he looked at me with this look on his face like, what are you talking about? I said, cholesterol is a precursor of all the sex hormones. So you're stopping or trying to reduce cholesterol on one end, and then you're trying to take bioidentical hormones on the other end. That's like strangling a chicken and trying to expect it to lay eggs.
This is the kind of example when you bring this story up where you go, gosh, I thought doctors were smart. And
But they forget all this stuff. This biochemistry, what's the relevance of biochemistry in clinical medicine? That's, in fact, what the president of the medical board said again to me during my last battle of 3.5 years with the medical board. When we brought up the issue of glutathione, and she was like, what relevance is that?
Don't bring up detox. Don't bring up the support that you're producing or providing to your patients. We got to take a break, Dr. Vitar. You've opened up a can of cholesterol, worms, and more. we're gonna talk about that here. Special Advanced Medicine Monday version here, Labor Day weekend. Having a great time on the air. Give us a call or check it all out, robertscottbell.com. And for the archives, medicalrewind.com. We will be right back.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advanced Medicine Monday continues this holiday Monday, and the doctor's not taking a day off. He's here with us bringing about that healing that is yours by your birthright, or at least teaching you how to do it, which is the true reason I think I would like to think that doctors become doctors to teach others to heal. But as this guy you just mentioned in the last segment, Dr. Vitar, couldn't even figure it out for his own body.
Well, I think it's a commonality among doctors that they forget the basic sciences, the didactic work, the biochemistry. And as I mentioned, the president of the medical board, when we were having our last battle with the medical board, made the comment that something about glutathione, and I started to explain glutathione. She says, Dr. Vitar, I know what glutathione is, but there's no relevance of glutathione in clinical medicine. And I mean, I turned around and looked at the audience in the back of the courtroom, about 20 doctors, which were all looking at each other going, what in the name of God are you talking about? There's no role in glutathione in clinical medicine. So these are this is a commonality among doctors that they forget the basic sciences. You get so involved with giving one drug to another drug and the counteracting the side effects from one drug from another drug.
Right.
And you totally forget how the body works. I mean, we know that how people treat diarrhea, how they treat esophageal reflux. But, you know, Robert, what you're talking about with these cholesterol-lowering medications, I mean, just think about it. You've already, you know, summarized exactly what happens, but from a total body perspective, the most important thing that allows our body to have the integrity, the cell membrane integrity that allows us to maintain how our bodies are, meaning the difference in the fats and the proteins and the muscles and the tissues, etc., you know, all the differences that that our bodies maintain.
Right.
It is vitally important to have cholesterol, because cholesterol is necessary for cell membrane integrity. If there was no cholesterol in the cell membranes, there would be no cell membrane. There would be no differentiating factor between the extracellular and the intracellular environments. We would just be a bucket of organic mush. We wouldn't have any integrity to ourselves.
Yeah,
so it's the most important thing. And so you're talking about statin-induced dementia, which, you know, honestly, when you brought that up, I didn't know where you were going with that. But the essential need for those phospholipids to maintain the integrity of the cell membranes, the neuronal sheets, all that stuff, it is essential for life.
Yes, yes. And if we bring it back to the Obamacare question that the lady asked, because she tied that into caring for the elderly, I think we responsibly, from a familial perspective, if we look at cultures around the world, even the Japanese culture, where the elders were taken in later in life by the family, it was like this continuum that occurred. We've disconnected from that, and then we look to the government to care for our family. And, of course, how well are they doing it? Well, they're putting them on statin drugs via licensed doctors or representatives of the pharmaceutical state. And it's also interesting, because I was going for the dementia aspect and you were dealing with the endocrine aspect, and in two different bodies, it may play out those two different ways. So it's not that one is better or worse. It's just however it plays out in your body, it's going to be a disaster. These statins have no place in medicine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Robert, not to forget about that article that I've mentioned, scientists find a clue to age-related memory loss. New research suggests that cognitive decline could be treatable. So I'm going to bring this up real quick. The article is about, at Columbia University, scientists found a compelling clue in the quest to learn what causes age-related memory problems and to one day be able to tell if these misplaced car keys are just a senior moment or an early warning of something worse. Researchers at Columbia University Medical Center examined brains young and old donated from people who died without signs of neurological disease. They discovered that a certain gene in a specific part of the hippocampus, the brain's memory center, quits working properly in older people. It produces less of a key protein. More intriguing, the memory loss was reversible. Boosting this protein made forgetful old mice as sharp as the youngsters again, the researchers reported in the journal Science Translational Medicine.
Wow. You know, but of course, they'll focus on the gene, not realizing what's causing the gene to express in a specific way.
Well, actually, they're saying that it's actually a protein that declines as people age, and when they replace this protein, that the memory loss seems to be abated. Now, what's interesting is, why would any level of protein in the body decrease? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, one, malnutrition, two, toxicity, usually combination of both, the same thing that causes all oxidative decline. And this is actually giving me an idea for, you know, the types of things that we do. This has given me an idea to help some of our patients that may have some of this. In fact, I'm going to do this with myself and see what it does for my senior moments when I can't remember where I put down the keys. The only difference with me is when I can't remember where I put down the keys, Robert, it's usually there in my hands.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, at least it's connected to you somehow. Your wife can laugh at you when that occurs.
Exactly. It happens quite often.
No, and you know, listen, we all have those senior moments, and we're going to have to ponder that senior moment and then come back from this break here. You're listening to Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, the show blasts out through the universe through naturalnewsradio.com, gcnlive.com, archives available, linked up through the notes at robertscottbell.com. Specific to our weekly events here with Dr. Bittar, go to medicalrewind.com and pick up the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, and we'll be right back. For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Doctor-induced dementia, doctor-induced aging. Statin drugs can do it all. They can also wipe out your muscle's ability to work by depleting coenzyme Q10, and that is essential for mitochondrial production, energy production, if you know. And so there's so many things that are wrong with this drug and this class of drugs, the statins, yet they still are one of the top-selling drugs, and seems like no doctor will allow you to leave their office if you're over 45 without getting a script for it.
You know, Robert, it's actually really interesting when you look at the studies on the statin drugs that they found that if you are taking a statin drug and you don't have coenzyme Q10, ubiquinone, that there's a serious negative consequence. And the research that actually got published that talks about the validity of the statin drugs supposedly specifically stated that it should be given with coenzyme Q10. But when it got translated into clinical medicine, nobody was prescribing the coenzyme Q10 because the reason that was given was because it was too expensive for the coenzyme Q10. So even though that the studies were done, they said that you should always give statin drugs with coenzyme Q10. People don't. Doctors don't prescribe it that way because nobody talks about it. It's not the popular way to do it. Nobody really bothered reading the actual research anyway. And the real research that was done, which was all the Helsinki study, it was actually based upon triglycerides and not cholesterol.
Right. That's an interesting distinction, but one that changes everything. And by the way, Merck held patent on that statin drug with CoQ10 as well. They hold patent on a form of statins with CoQ10 that was never brought out because exactly what you said.
Yeah. It's amazing how so many components to do with the statin drugs, and if you look at the history of them, how they were manipulated and how everything was changed. For example, red yeast rice extract is more powerful. In fact, that's what the statin drugs were based on, is more powerful than any of the synthetic statins. So red yeast rice extract is the most potent statin, I guess you could call it a drug, but it's actually natural.
Right, from a natural perspective. But the FDA claims that if you sell it and say anything about it, it is a drug because it's got the similar components. And even if you're doing red yeast rice, I would encourage you to do a lot of extra CoQ10 because even the natural form will deplete it. How long will it be, Dr. Bittar, before they say, in order to have a healthy child that's not fat during pregnancy, we need you on a statin drug?
Yeah, you know, the way it's coming right now, because when I graduated from medical school 22 years ago, the normal level of a cholesterol where there was no need for any kind of statin drug was considered 250. And over the years, it's now down to 150. If you have a cholesterol of over 150, there are doctors that are suggesting that people get on statins. So evolution over the last 20 years of a decline by more than 100 points in cholesterol levels is considered to be abnormal, meaning 250 used to be normal, now 150 is normal. So if you have 175 cholesterol, I have patients that come in saying that my doctor told me that I need to be on a statin drug because my cholesterol is 170. And I tell them, if it was 570, I don't care.
Hey, well, exactly. And that's a freaky place for people to understand. I keep telling them when I go talk to a group of seniors, it's one of the things I'll always inevitably say. It's sort of a shock factor, but you need to kind of wake them up and shake them a bit. And that's the one thing you can do is say, how many of you want dementia or Alzheimer's? Of course, no one raises their hand. How many of you are on a statin drug? They almost all raise their hand. I said, well, you're doing exactly the opposite of what you say you don't want. You're going to get it based on what you're taking. And it's a shocking moment because that's the generation that relied and trusted doctors as if they actually knew stuff.
And it's actually all fear-based too, Robert. I mean, this is how the doctors scare them. I have to tell people that, look, I have familial type 2B hyperlipidemia. My cholesterol, my normal cholesterol ranges between 1,000 and 1,500. And the way I maintain it, I keep it around 700 by proper nutrition and exercise. Now, am I worried about having a heart attack or anything like that? No, I'm not, because cholesterol is, to me, a protective mechanism. It's our bodies actually, when the body sees the need to protect itself, it's going to actually produce more cholesterol. So when we go in and try to reduce cholesterol, we're actually inhibiting the natural protective mechanism of the body. For example, bears have normal cholesterol levels 500 to 750. Have you ever heard of a bear die of a heart attack? The answer is obviously no.
Not even Hanna-Barbera's Dr. Batar, not even Hanna-Barbera's Yogi Bear. Yogi Bear. He didn't have a heart attack. So.
Exactly. And Robert, here's the thing. All the studies show now in the last 5, 6, 8 years, they all conclusively show there are numerous cases where patient populations that had high cholesterol levels, half of them have no problem with heart disease, no history of heart disease, no issues with heart disease, nothing except that they have high cholesterol, but they've never had any kind of problem with a cardiac event. And then you have half the population that has cardiac events, has had MIs, that have exercise-induced ischemia, that have angina, and you look at their cholesterol levels, they're totally normal. Mm-hmm. It all has to do more with the insulin levels and sugar levels than anything to do with the cholesterol levels.
Yeah, that's a huge thing, and we come back to the things we always review here, the need to get the minerals back in so that we can do the metabolic functions necessary, for instance, to transport energy to and from the cells, to be able to modify or transform the fat that you may have into usable energy rather than relying solely on sugar coming in from an external source. I mean, there's so many things we've kind of abandoned here, and in modern medicine they say, here, just take glucophage or metformin.
It's just irresponsible, Robert. I mean, that's the only way you can come down to it. It's just irresponsible.
Yeah, totally. But if we look at pregnancy and don't look at it as a disease, we will look to say that, hey, in some ways they've actually acknowledged that people need good nutrition during pregnancy. Of course, they'll often not distinguish between the forms of the sustenance, if you will. They'll say folic acid, and the body really uses the folate form. But I still don't see, even in the natural products realm, that they're opened up fully to that idea.
Well, that's very true. In fact, this brings up something totally unrelated, but to do with Labor Day. And since you talked about women in labor or women
picked up on that, didn't you? Good job.
Yeah, I did pick up on it, but it's a little interesting side note. When I was a kid, when I learned about labor, I just learned what labor meant. I think I was maybe 10 years old or something, 11 years old. And so I thought Labor Day was actually to celebrate women having babies.
Seriously, that's awesome.
That's what I thought.
That would be actually more appropriate than celebrating men's ability to toil for large government and corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state. Because that's what it's become.
That's true, and those people are taking days off today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not supporting big government right now, and those multinationals are a little upset at you.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, but I just thought it was interesting, though, since you brought up women and childbearing and labor. So I thought, I remember now, I should think that was a time to celebrate. And I didn't understand why everybody took time off. I thought it should only be women that take time off because they're celebrating labor.
You've just made a lot of brownie points, organic brownie points, with the women out in the audience there, Dr. Batar.
Well, if you think about it, probably the hardest thing to do is to give birth.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about what men – there would be no more humans if men had to give birth.
Exactly. I think it was Bill Cosby that described – he was an OBGYN in this show. The Cosby Show.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think he described his wife tried to explain to him what it felt like to deliver a baby, and he was saying that he knew because he was an OBGYN, and she said, take your bottom lip and pull it up over your head and over the back of your head, and that's what it feels like.
That was right. That was a classic Cosby Show, of course. Yeah. Oh, listen, these are the kind of stories that, covering this way. Typically, again, it was a great question the lady asked. She didn't leave her name on the phone call, but just a question about Obamacare, the question about caring for the elderly, how it stimulated this discussion as well. Because if we look at how the quote-unquote United States is caring for the elderly, it's basically encouraging all children to drug their parents or to facilitate a doctor to drug their parents. Here, mom, dad, go see the doctor. The doctor will take care of you. So the parents that have these children, the children become complicit in a government conspiracy to rob them of their inheritance and drive them into illness and hospitals and to die penniless.
Yeah, it's a system almost, when you start looking at it, it's almost like part of a organized and planned system. Doesn't it seem that way?
Yeah, I mean, if it was an accident, it's a happy accident for the profitability of big pharma and big government.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a happy accident that's profitable for big pharma. I think it's a planned, organized, just like all the other things that we see, Robert. When we talk about the vaccine aspect, for example, we talk about the issues of mercury, and then we start looking historically over the last 30 years, for example, that movie that came out, Mercury Rising. Somebody knew what was going on. The Mercury Rising Bruce Willis movie about a child that has autism that breaks the national security code and the government's after him to kill him. And I mean, there was like, I don't know, 200-300 different components within that movie that came out, I think, in 1983. which is 8 years before the National Vaccine Initiative, before they started vaccinating kids. I mean, the motive of the movie, the plot of the movie is exactly what is really going on now. And many people do believe that the government is trying to dumb down the population.
Yes. Oh, and they're doing a bang-up job of it between fluoride, chlorine. And, you know, coming back to the gut ecology, we really didn't hit that issue. But, you know, almost more than anything, the more I learn about the gut ecology, the bacteria down there, 70% of immunity, and we go into endocrine, enzyme, biochemicals, neurochemistry. I mean, look how much is happening because of the little microbe critters, that there are more of them than there are cells in the rest of our body, and we're just doing everything in modern medicine to try and destroy it.
Right. This is another example. In fact, when you dumb down the population with the neurotoxins such as mercury, you're going to cause an immunosuppressive effect, which is then going to allow for the abnormal bacteria to flourish and the good bacteria to actually reduce in population. But, you know, some people would say, well, why would they try to dumb down the population? And it's not a conspiracy theory here. If you start looking at the actual agendas that maybe, if I'm cynical and if I'm conspiracy prone, mm-hmm. then I may want to lean this way and say, well, this is why. But let's say that you're not conspiracy oriented. Let's just say that you're a normal individual that is very balanced and is looking at this from an objective perspective. Why would the brightest population, the brightest component of our next generations, be selectively being affected by this issue called autism? Mm-hmm. It is the brightest population, brightest segment of that population. These are kids that have incredible ability for mathematics, for science, for music, for art. They're just incredible. I mean, I have kids that can't speak, but they can draw. They're like savants. They're incredible. I believe that that specific patient population that is vaccine injured is cognitively superior to its peer group.
Yeah, and if we ask that question in another way, why would they want to dumb down the population? Look at what's just happening geopolitically in Syria. I know we got a minute before the break here, but look at what's happened because of the free flow of information via the internet. It's a cognitive pathway that's kind of external to us, but it kind of mirrors what we have when we're intact. An ability of information to flow that goes beyond the official corporate channels, government channels, that are trying to tell us we must attack Syria. And because the people are saying, whoa, 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 there's a lot of information that doesn't correspond to what you're telling us, Joe Biden and Barack Obama, that now he's had to back down and go, well, we better go to Congress. Now, they still might get Congress to rubber stamp it. I don't know, but it's interesting. The playbook is changing.
It is changing, and I still think that no matter how they change it and no matter what they try to do, Robert, I think the game is up, and I think more and more people realize it, recognize it.
Yes,
and very few people are tolerant of it.
The consciousness shift is on, and it's happening each week here on Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back to wrap it up with Dr. Bitar after this.
Live around the world.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, this weekend, Las Vegas, Nevada, American Naturopathic Medical Association will be there. Look forward to seeing you there. And Dr. Bitar is here with us, as he is each and every Monday. Advanced medicine, we take it to levels. It would hurt other people to do this, Dr. Bitar. They would actually need a remedy from us.
Some kind of a homeopathic remedy that wouldn't be too difficult for them to digest.
Exactly. Something good and easy. Now, we do this each and every week. We tackle a lot of stuff, and sometimes people scratch their head and go, wait, how do they get into geopolitical or talk? But it's the principles that we must apply into all aspects of life rather than it being disintegrated. And then in that area, you can't apply the principles. In this area, you can. And, you know, that's nonsense. That's how they manipulated us and dumbed us down.
That's exactly right, Robert. In fact, you know, it brings up another interesting thought that I had. A couple of weeks ago, I had a patient that brought up, who listens to the show, who brought up a question to me and said to me, he said, aren't you guys afraid of talking about some of these things on the radio? And I thought for a second, and again, it was a fear-based question. At first, I thought, afraid of what? That was the logic of my brain, like, fear of what? And then I realized he's talking about fear of repercussions for us to actually speak out our mind. And you know, of course, some people would question, do we still have the First Amendment or don't we? But here's the thing. I believe that the more we say and the more we increase awareness, the more our society and our children, our future generations are going to benefit from it. But in the event that something untoward ends up happening to you, Robert, or to me, actually, this would be a good insurance policy. If anything ever happens to either one of us, you can pretty much assume that it was somebody that we pissed off, which could be pretty much in the government body. It could be the FDA. We know the FDA listens to us. They've already told me that they listen to
us.
Right.
Well, and by the way, we're FDA, you guys listening, you gals, we're trying to help you. Listen to what we're saying. We're trying to help you so that you can sleep without mass quantities of drugs and your souls will not be damned to eternal hell. I think we're being nice.
Well, no, I agree with you. So not to be religious or anything, but exactly. I totally agree with you, Robert. But the question that was asked was, again, a fear-based question. And I think that everybody can remember that if anything ever happens to Robert and I, well, you pretty much know it was probably because we stated the truth. And whatever we talked about the last couple of shows, that's what you really need to go back and listen to, because there was something that we said
yes,
that really irked them.
Yeah. So don't tell anybody about Advanced Medicine Monday or the Robert Scott Bell. So quiet. Don't tell anybody. Of course, that's why this message is growing around the world. And listen, we're not the only ones saying it. That's, you know, just so you know. But we are the only ones saying it in the way we are saying it, because that's what we are born to do. Now, those of you who have not, or if you're new listeners, picked up this and you say, I can't, an hour a week with Dr. Bitar is not enough. Well, get his international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And there's a whole series of videos that you can get as well. Maybe we talk about the Know Your Options option for those that are new to the show.
Robert, the Know Your Options videos, you know those really well because you did a lot of the
narration.
Yes, exactly, the narration. Thank you. But the Know Your Options videos were created to help empower people, to give them information, because once you've been empowered with the knowledge, then nobody can ever take advantage of you. You cannot be a victim anymore. That was a reason that those videos were put together, the DVDs were put together. You can go to the9steps.com and order those. You can get them from Amazon.com. They're available there. They're a lot cheaper at the 9 Steps. Or themedicalseries.com. You can also get them there. They're cheaper there. But Robert, one other thing I'd like to let the listeners know, that we've got more plans for doing our advanced medicine seminars in live session, which has really, over the last year, just been unprecedented. The response that we've gotten and what we just had in Vancouver happen and how hungry the people were, mm-hmm. We know that need is there. So we're hoping that our next event is going to be around 2,000 people. We're not sure exactly where it's going to be yet. But we are planning on putting that event together in the next few months.
Very exciting. And also in the show notes each week, we give you some insight and some direct links for those of you who would like to see it in an area near them or maybe find out more information about it. And that's why when you go to the show notes each and every week, just click on those links. They're there for a reason. Review. You will be enriched with the information that we're able to reveal to you. So, Dr. Bitar, here we go. A Labor Day weekend where we celebrate women who have babies.
That's right. I think that should be the new Labor Day.
That is. I'm with you there. I have to acknowledge the ladies out there that have been through it. I can't even imagine. But we appreciate you. And, of course, those who are laboring for big government and big multinational corporations, we don't appreciate you as much. Just saying. You know,
But we do appreciate them in the sense that you must experience darkness to appreciate the light.
Exactly. That's how we're doing what we've done. We've been there. So thank you all for being here with us. Dr. Bitar, appreciate you so very much. And tell your friends. I'm just kidding about not to. Tell your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bitar, reminding you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.